This is Forced Migration Review, Issue 60, March 2019. Early Childhood Development and Psychosocial Support in Syria by Fatima Khadour. Programming for early childhood development and psychosocial support needs to be able to evolve in order to cater for changing needs and to respond to emerging challenges. From the onset of the Syrian crisis, internally displaced persons, IDPs, from all over Syria sought safe haven in Salamiye district in eastern Hama governorate, increasing the population by 40% to its current total of 300,000. Many of those who were displaced, including children, were suffering from severe trauma. Humanitarian actors in Salamiye city, including the Syrian Arab Red Crescent, SARC, and the Aga Khan Development Network, AKDN, deployed psychosocial support, PSS teams, but responders soon realized that they were unprepared for dealing with the sheer extent of mental health needs. The AKDN therefore developed a strategic plan for providing comprehensive psychosocial support in Salamiye district, using sustainable, community-based approaches to mental health and psychosocial support, MHPSS. In addition to advocacy and awareness raising around MHPSS in conflict settings and strengthening capacity in terms of skills and number of mental health workers, the plan also incorporated protection elements specifically designed for children. These included the provision of non-formal friendly spaces and support in helping children develop coping mechanisms, plus activities to help adults understand their child's psychological, social, cognitive, motor, and linguistic development. Me and my child in crisis. One of the key elements of the strategic plan was the Me and My Child in Crisis program, MMIC, which integrated PSS into AKDN's well-established early childhood development, ECD, programming. The MMIC program was initially set up to provide parenting sessions whereby both IDP and host community parents could come together in a friendly, safe space where they could discuss their experience of trauma, including death, loss, grief, shock, and the challenges they face in bringing up their children in stressful environments. It became clear during the sessions that parents were unable to manage the pressures of coping with their children's trauma in addition to the stresses they themselves faced. As a consequence, this group of children was becoming more neglected and therefore increasingly vulnerable. Targeting both parents and their children up to 8 years of age, MMIC sought to both introduce ECD concepts and to teach methods of providing psychosocial support to children. The project also presented an opportunity for facilitating better relations between IDPs and host communities, enabling them to sit together to discuss challenges and adapting to their new situations in a safe space alongside people they could relate to. Parents learned about aspects such as the importance of growth and early development of the child, the development of the brain, methods of active learning, characteristics of early childhood, advantages of engaged parenting, psychosocial support for parents and for children, effective communication skills for children, and the notion of positive discipline. In parallel, children were enrolled in related activities. For example, children were asked to create stories, which were then shared with their parents as a way for children to express themselves and for parents to understand what takes place in their children's minds. Another exercise was the safety tree, where a child wrote the names of trusted family members as branches of a tree, helping their parents to understand who exactly makes their child feel most safe. Adapting